I recognised her as soon as she came in. She was dressed down, the way celebrities are when they don't want to be hassled, yet they can't quite cope with the idea of no one recognising them. So she was rocking a I'm famous but I'm off duty look. Floor-length silk puffer, hoodie pulled up, slouchy suede boots. The kind of look that makes people go, is it? Oh, it might be. Go and ask. No, you go and ask. I think she just wants to be left alone. Stop staring. She was also wearing massive sunglasses. It was 3 o'clock on a November afternoon. The only people wearing sunglasses in a department store at 3 o'clock on a November afternoon are celebrities trying so hard not to be recognised that you immediately recognise them. If you asked her for her autograph, she'd probably say, oh God, I look so dreadful. Are you sure you even want to bother? I mean, how did you ever know it was me? Because your sunglasses are Chanel, your handbag is by Gucci, and I'd guess the boots are vintage Vivian Westwood. I have to say she was a bit puffy. Her face had the swollen pincushion appearance of someone who'd nipped into a private clinic for a little bit of lunch hour Botox, whilst her lips looked as if she had recently bitten into a sandwich containing an ingredient she didn't know she was slightly allergic to, and consequently there was something of the aquarium about her mouth. Apparently she's 47, but depending on how far away you're standing, she can pass for 35, or even 29, if you've got cataracts and the conditions are foggy. According to the magazine articles, her youthful looks are entirely thanks to fasting, juicing and exercising. And not the fact that she has the same Harley Street number on speed dial as every other woman in show business who's shit scared of looking in the mirror and seeing some old bag staring back at them. Beneath her coat, she's wearing some kind of black lycra sports gear, and her legs are as thin as twiglets. In contrast, her bosoms look like she might have stolen them off another woman and stuck them under a jumper. I mean, they're far too big for a tiny little rib cage. No doubt she'll have them removed quite soon. Big knockers like that are so 90s. I mean, maybe she'll use them as paperweights. They aren't biodegradable, you know. If you die, the only way to get rid of them is to be cremated. Apparently they explode in the heat. Bang, bang. I mean, somewhere in the world, there is probably a mountain of discarded silicon breasts. Hairs are huge. If they ever make their way into the ocean, they're big enough to choke a dolphin. Although, according to this week's Take a Break magazine, she says, we all have to do our bit to save the planet.